Welcome to Very Fine Friends. I'm not doing that on any tune. I don't know why I started singing it.
You made up your own tune. It's amazing.
Yeah. We're going to do some bonus improv. Joe, will we please get a suggestion?
Make it super suggestible.
Oh, he's...
Your suggestion is crotch.
Crotch. That's a funny word.
It is. Crotch.
Mm-hmm.
Crotch rocket.
Crotch. I think the first thing I thought of too. Crotch rocket.
Isn't there a more like jock crotch? Am I thinking something else?
Sure. That could be something.
Maybe I'm thinking jock itch.
Jock itch. Yeah.
Swamp crotch.
No, that's, I think swamp ass.
Oh.
Greg in season two of White Lotus says, oh, I'm going to go wash up. I got swamp crotch.
Oh, I guess that is a thing. It was in White Lotus.
Yeah.
For sure.
Let me just open the Arcadia door to my shower.
What are your feelings on crotches?
Some are good, some are bad.
It is
kind of like a nexus of the body. You got two legs and a torso that all join in one spot, right? Like, they can be gross. They can get a little
gross,
swampy.
Yeah, they can.
But otherwise, I think the word is funny. I think the word itself is funny. And I'm trying to think: is it because of the hard K sound, single syllable? I know.
You know, the more you say it, the more it doesn't sound like a word.
Crotch.
You think that's where crotchety comes from? You have a bad crotch, so you're mad?
No, I think crotchety. I always associate, I just realized why. I always associate the word crotchety with A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens. And I think that's probably because of Cratchit. But wow. Also,
Dickens
Scrooge
is a very crotchety word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Scrooge was crotchety.
Yeah. And what about crochet? It's a hobby to take your mind off the crotch.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I keep thinking about that crotch. The devil's inside me today.
Oh, no. I accidentally crocheted another crotch absentmindedly.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm glad we don't have any personal stories about crotches that we want to talk about. We're just talking about it.
Yeah.
In the abstract.
Yeah, absolutely.
Listeners, if you have a favorite word for genitalia, send us a line at Very Fine Friends on social media. Just let us know what it is. Just tag us. Just have the word and tag us and we'll know what it means.
Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks.
And now, improv.
Well, Miss Thompson, it's official. I can confirm as your OBGYN. You are, in fact, pregnant.
Pregnant?
Yes. Congratulations. Congratulations. 9 months from now, a little baby will be coming out of your crotch.
But... why did you say it like that?
Well, that's the medical term. Anyway, if you have any questions about anything that's going to be happening with the pregnancy or any like post pregnancy stuff, how your crotch will be handling.
I'm sorry, I've never heard it described that way.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes I use medical lingo and I forget that it's not something that everybody is used to. Anyway, I'm glad that this has all worked out. I'm glad that when you and your husband decided to stop using dong bags. Oh, you're so happy. You're crying.
Yeah.
I'm just glad that this all worked out. I knew that you would be able to have a family one day, and I'm just really happy.
Okay. Well, this is a shock. I guess the T-Man implant didn't work, so I guess you're gonna have to.
I'm so sorry. I thought you, when you told me you were using dong bags, I thought, Well, okay, she's waiting until she's ready, and now she's ready, and now, 9 months from now, you're going to have a beautiful little miracle coming out of that crotch.
Okay, it's starting to make more sense.
I'm so sorry. I thought this was good news. I thought you wanted to start a family.
When we were ready, I was going to. I don't know how I feel about a little pussy invader coming out.
That's, well, oh, well, look at you looking, using medical terms. See?
Sorry, I spent a lot of time online.
No, that's what we call them. They're pussy invaders.
Excuse me, doctor.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm so late. Here's the suction cups that you wanted to demonstrate the melon juicing process for your patient.
Oh, yes, yeah. So your melons are going to get big and juicy. They're going to get
my
real
crotch
big
melons?
And juicy. No. Your chest melons.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm still learning about this stuff.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm around medical stuff all day long. I forget that the layman isn't familiar with the terminology.
Oh, well, I just want to be prepared. If for whatever reason the PI has a problem coming out.
And you can say pussy invader.
Thanks. If the pussy invader has a hard time coming out, is there a special name I need to know about for the C-section?
Oh, yeah. We call that a sunroof.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Why? Just out of curiosity, why not a moonroof? If the baby's born at night. Oh, sorry, I said baby.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. You're learning the terms. It's all new. Yeah. Don't worry about it. If you want to call it a moonroof, you can call it a moonroof. I'm not going to be all medically... what's the word I'm looking for? I'm not going to be a dick about it. I'm not going to be a medical dick about it.
Okay.
So just use whatever terminology you're comfortable with. Now, I'm going to have to, could you put those getting around sticks up in these stirrups?
Absolutely.
I'm going to have to get an up close look at that crotch.
Okay. Let me just, I'm just sorry. I hope I don't tell I don't know what you would call it. All I know is queef.
That's the medical term.
Oh, it hasn't been changed yet. That's good.
No.
Some things should stay.
Yeah. Some things are classics for a reason.
Okay, well, there it is.
Mm. Okay. Ooh, all right. Mm. Well, everything.
Ooh, cold hands, Dr. Spelunker. Ooh.
Sorry. Old Dr. Spelunker forgets sometimes that, I'm just so used to diving in. Everything appears tasty down there. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what we call normal in the medical community.
Oh, I kind of like that. It makes things seem less sterile.
Yeah, no.
Can I ask a question? I'm so scared to ask this.
Yeah.
How are my chicken drops?
Your chicken drops?
Yeah. Sorry, if it's okay for me to say my eggs.
Oh.
I'm trying here.
We call them big old sperm's best friend.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry. That's, again, the medical term. Chicken drops, that's a fun colloquial saying, though.
Excuse me, doctor, I'm back.
Oh, yeah.
We have your patient's blood work. Oh, she's here. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry.
It's okay, you can say it.
Oh, well, the official diagnosis for what you have is rank whore syndrome.
Oh,
smelly whore syndrome in the United Kingdom.
Oh. What? I thought I just...
I'm just the nurse. I'm sorry. I'll let the doctor explain.
Well.
What the hell?
Sorry, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but...
What is that?
Look, your crotch is tasty. Pussy invader looks nice
rank and tasty. That's my diagnosis.
You rank whore. I believe it was rank whore.
That's right. I remember now. Well, can I ask an insensitive question?
Sure.
Is it too late to defend the castle.
Seed.